New Jersey state budget for fiscal year 2022 comes to a grand total of $46 billion. That number sounds different. That's about a $10 billion increase in spending versus recent years. Great deal of that spending for legitimate needs. One example, Murphy administration's record high budgets also includes $600,000 in new spending. So chronically underfunded law enforcement can have more resources to respond to a rise in online child abuse, which has increased significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic. The administration authorized to hold $1.9 million for the state's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, authorizing 3 years of funding in one, front-loading it to catch up in a way, as they're finding that the problems now that access has returned, or the ability to have access has returned, that the number of cases have risen dramatically. Now, however, there's some spending that does create questions with a side order of annoyance. Maybe that's why it actually took a combined effort of conservative and liberal organizations here in the state to get the details of the annoyance spending made public. I reviewed these items, picked out a few for you to get annoyed over. Not all got in, thank God. But here are some of the ones that didn't. By the way, you can check them all out at a link we posted on our website homepage. When you go to this link, click on the button in the search box. It says, show all budget resolutions for the complete list. The very long complete list. Let's see here. $515,000 for spotted lantern fly mitigation. The budget increases appropriation from $3 to $3.25 million for the Office of Homelessness Prevention to support efforts to make info on homeless prevention programs and services available online. Not sure how many homeless have smartphones or tablet computers, but $3 million to support legal services for unaccompanied minors released to New Jersey from federal custody. Guess this is apparently needed since Governor Murphy over a year ago ordered state law enforcement to stop cooperating with ICE. $125,000 for the Hackensack Meadowlands Municipal Committee of Mayors. What does the Hackensack Meadowlands Municipal Committee of Mayors do? Even the Hackensack Meadowlands Municipal Committee of Mayors can't give you an answer to that one. Budget increases appropriation for capital improvements. Capital complex by $4 million from $11.5 to $15.5 million to replace the emergency generator at the State House complex. That's even though the state legislatures are very well used to stumbling around in the dark. Budget increases salaries and wages by $750,000 to $46.96 million to support the Division of Fish and Wildlife Bear Management staff. That's so the state can hire more people to tell bear hunters, hey, you can't bear hunt there. Let's do a compare and contrast. Budget appropriates $100,000 for Jersey Battered Women's Services in Morris County. Budget also appropriates $250,000 for the Chester Township Park Improvement Project. A park gets $250,000, victims of domestic violence, $100,000. $500,000 to the state judiciary for landlord-tenant caseload management for after the moratorium. $500,000, that should cover the cost for the first week, barely. Increase in appropriation for the historic Newbridge Landing Park commission by $1.2 million. I remind you about the Morris County Battered Women's Shelter, which got $100,000. Now, somebody must have confused a memo for legislation title, because here is how it reads exactly. This is to increase funding for higher education institutions such that each institution receives at least $3,300 per full-time equivalent student. This request came through Ramapo College. I'm doing this as one line. Might be better as individual lines. Might want to appropriate a couple of extra pennies for a proofreader for the state websites. Just saying. Another compare and contrast. As parks get hundreds of thousands of dollars for re-turfing projects, no joke, and schools get millions to buy land, we've got this, $100,000 for Jobs for America's Graduates, New Jersey. Just $100,000 for a jobs program. And just a few examples of your New Jersey tax dollars at work, or as close as some can make it reasonably appear.